My intent is not to take much time this morning, but just to, or this afternoon, just to give some of you maybe an opportunity to ask questions about things that were unclear in previous talks. Dr. Kochman is here, and I'm going to say a couple things, and I hope he'll stand up because I expect you'll have some questions about the methodology which he has developed. But the model that we would suggest to incorporate DNA marker information into national cattle evaluation is really starts with this idea of the evaluation of a DNA test as a selection tool. And this diagram looks a lot like traditional validation, but what happens down here where I've got labeled NBCEC evaluation is slightly different. And Steve, in his presentation, talked about many, if not all, of those things. But the reason we need to evaluate the DNA test before they can be included in national cattle evaluation is to attempt to accomplish several things. One is we need to come up with some way of understanding or measuring, quantifying the accuracy of the test. How much additional information does this really provide on breeding value? Second, we have currently tests being marketed from three different companies for use in selection. I don't know if we'll have more companies enter the arena or not, but we have competing tests from different companies being offered. We need some way of measuring how much those tests overlap so we and can combine information from animals tested in different companies. Related to that is those tests are very dynamic. They change quickly. The technology is changing rapidly, and the companies are improving their tests, adding markers or whatever, and we need a method that will accommodate that without great stress, and Steve's method will do that. You may have questions about that. In my opinion, we need a common language. We need to keep the language of genetic improvement simple for our producers. The fewer new terms we add, the better off I think our producers will be. So what comes out of this is an EPD. An EPD with an accuracy depending, and it's and the end result system doesn't matter whether the information comes from DNA, comes from just pedigree, or a combination of pedigree performance and DNA. The concept of validation is here. It's a little different than what we have used in the past through NBCEC. Where here, the validation amounts to asking and answering the question, does inclusion of this information from the DNA test improve the accuracy of the evaluation? So whether it stands alone or with other information, does it add value in terms of accuracy of estimating breeding value? And the final thing that this part of the puzzle does is gives us an opportunity to make some assessment of whether the DNA tests will affect genetic change in non-target traits. So if you have a test for tenderness, for example, if you use that as a selection tool, is it going to affect non-target traits just like we could select on the phenotypes themselves, or is it any different? So this gives us an opportunity to answer that question at all. About the only thing I'd like to emphasize here is the reference population is not a small thing. That is not a trivial problem. We need reference populations that are closely tied to the national herds, so they're genetically tied to the animals that we want to make genetic evaluations on. The number of observations needed, phenotypes and genotypes to make this evaluation is probably considerably larger than what Dick has had available to him for previous validations of small marker panels. So that is not a trivial exercise. In my simple mind, it's hard for me to imagine this being achievable in the long term without heavy participation from the federal government. If ARS is not part of the solution here with their resources, then I can't imagine this working very well. I'm going to skip a couple slides for the sake of time here and just finish with this one. For traits that have phenotypes collected in the industry. So for traits that we have DNA tests, but we also have industry-collected data, I would envision a system, something like this, that would deliver EPDs to the industry, where we have phenotypes and genotypes being collected not only in the reference populations, but also in producer herds, and the breed associations would collect this data and communicate that, if they're not computing the EPDs themselves, communicate that to a data set that some national provider is using. The data set issue becomes more complicated because now it has to include not only pedigree and performance information on animals, but it's got to carry some information from the DNA test. I think it's fair to say that Steve's method assumes that the information is not dozens of genotypes on every animal for a single trait, but a single measurement that abstracts that data into a score. Some people call it a molecular breeding value. I think it's been called about five or six different things in the last 2 days. But we need a score, some quantitative continuous variable that abstracts the information achieved from that DNA test that goes into that database. I think it's important to emphasize that Steve's methodology will allow an EPD to be calculated from the DNA test alone and any combination of any other information that's available. So if we have DNA tests, which several are on the horizon, that will not ever have any sort of industry-collected phenotypes. The things on animal health, healthfulness of beef, those kinds of things, we may not ever have routinely collected industry phenotypes. We may not have to have a system like this to deliver that, but we'll still need to evaluate the test and come up with an EPD with an accuracy. So, Steve, I'm done. You can stand up here and they can ask you questions, or you may have things that you need to tell them.